This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios. Speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? You better visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That is 208-467-7468.
Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello, I'm Melissa Shane with the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Preparing for tax season can be daunting, even if you kept up with your bookkeeping and record keeping throughout the year. But it doesn't have to be hard if you follow my ultimate small business tax preparation checklist. Did you know that due to the coronavirus, the IRS has moved out the federal tax due date to May 17th? Be sure to check with your state to see if your state also pushed back the due date. To start preparing for your taxes, the number one thing is to know which tax forms you'll need to fill out. You can't file your taxes correctly without the right tax form, so identifying the proper tax documents you'll need is one of the first steps that any small business owner should take. The type of form you require will depend on the nature of the business you run. If you're a sole proprietor or an LLC business owner, you'll need to attach a Schedule C form to your personal business income tax. I am focusing on sole proprietors and LLC business owners today. So, let's gather your financial records. If you use an accounting software system, you will have all your financial record keeping there already. But if you procrastinated, you'll need to gather your business bank statements and your business credit card statements. You will also want to capture all expenses you have paid for out of pocket. For example, did you purchase things for your business using your personal Amazon account? Have you ever used your PayPal account to subscribe to a business service? As much as possible, you should always separate personal from business finances. But even if you do use a personal account for business expenses, those expenses are still legitimate tax deductions. Now, there is also the opposite problem, excluding all personal expenses that were paid for with your business accounts. Just as you may purchase things for your business using your personal accounts, you might occasionally grab your business credit card instead of your personal credit card when you are in a rush. These personal expenses should not be deducted as business expenses. Ideally, you would repay your business for these expenses, but if you did not do that in the last calendar year, you want to make sure to exclude them from your taxes. Now we can get to the details in our business checklist. The very best checklist I have found is simply going to the source, the IRS. Remember when I said if you are a sole proprietor or LLC, the tax form that needs to be filled out is a Schedule C? Well, that's exactly what I recommend you use as your tax checklist. Why look elsewhere when it's all right there? The Schedule C is only 2 pages long, I promise, It's not that intimidating. You can download a copy on the IRS website for free. In fact, I always recommend that to each of my clients the very first time we meet. It's a very handy document to always have readily available. So hit the pause button, grab a Schedule C, and then let's dive in. One common question I get is, what is the minimum amount of income that I need to file a Schedule C? And as much as I hate to be the bearer of bad news, there is no minimum income to file the Schedule C. All of your business income and business expenses must be reported on the Schedule C, regardless of how little you earned. So you've got your Schedule C in front of you. The very top simple, your name, your address, your business profession. So let's move on down to part one, income. The IRS wants to know how much income your small business has brought in. This number is also your total sales. You can find it on many different source documents, such as your bank statements, it's your deposits. If you used Vigaro or Clover or PayPal or Venmo, all these numbers can be found there and double-checked. You always want to make sure that whatever merchant credit card processor, whatever software you are using to invoice your clients, ties to your bank statements, to your deposits. You should check this frequently to make sure you're getting every penny that you earned. The next line in the Schedule C is cost of goods sold. Some categories may not apply each tax season, so you should only include what applies for 2020. But if you produced, purchased, or sold merchandise in your trade or business, you'll need to take your inventory into account at both the beginning and the end of the year. Your inventory is typically those retail products that you sell. If you create products, you need to take into account materials and supplies you've purchased throughout the year to create your product. For an example, if you're a chef, this would be all of your ingredients you used in your recipes. If you're a makeup artist, this would be all of your makeup products. If you are a painter, this would be your paints. So those are what is called cost of goods sold. That is in part one of the Schedule C, your income. So your gross sales and receipts minus your cost of goods sold equals your gross profit. Simple enough, right? Let's move on to part two, expenses. And remember, you can always hit pause, take some notes, and come back. So part two of the Schedule C, expenses. There's almost two dozen different expense lines here. These are categories to help you stay organized. I like to use these categories throughout the year in my accounting software systems. When I'm categorizing expense transactions, I try to use these exact names. That way, when it comes tax time, it's so much easier. You're not doing duplicate work. If you do like for your expense records during the year to be more detailed than just these dozen or so categories, you can make subaccounts, but always just be thinking ahead of how are those subaccounts going to roll into the Schedule C. It will save you a lot of headache down the road. So part two, line eight, is advertising. There's so much that can go into this category. For example, your website. You most likely have website hosting fees. You may even pay for plugins, pay for stock photos, your theme. There could even be app fees, creative apps, and stat apps that you use for social media. Advertising is also all that personalized merchandise that you have, those cool stickers and cups. Maybe you've even jumped to online advertising, Facebook ads or Google ads. And to do all this work, you probably had some creative and editing software fees. All that rolls into advertising. The next line is car and truck expenses. This is another hot topic. Should I track my mileage or use my actual car expenses? For 2020, the IRS allows you 57.5 cents per mile. This amount changes every year, so always make sure you stay on top of what it is for the year you're doing taxes for. But if you think about it, if you're not tracking your miles, for every 2 miles you drive, you're just throwing a dollar out the window. So it's a very important thing to take the time to do. If you use your personal vehicles for business, deducting the standard mileage rate of 57.5 cents per mile is usually more beneficial than deducting your actual vehicle expenses for the year. The trick, of course, is you have to track your mileage in order to take the correct deduction. Fortunately, the days of keeping a paper log are behind us, and there are a number of mileage tracking apps you can install on your phone to make tracking mileage painless. I use the mileage tracker that's already built into the QuickBooks subscription. You want to avoid the temptation to estimate your mileage deduction. If audited, the IRS requires you to have a log. They want to know your starting point, your ending point, and the purpose for that trip. Moving on to line 10, commissions. These are commissions that you may have paid to salespeople, which differs from line 11, that's contract labor. Maybe you didn't have employees, but you did pay someone to help you stuff envelopes or to work at an art show for an afternoon. That's contract labor that you would record on line 11. Now, maybe you did have employees and you were even nice enough to give them benefits. Line 14 is employee benefit programs. Line 15 is insurance. And remember to keep your business hat on. This is insurance for your business, typically a general liability insurance policy. This wouldn't be your health insurance premiums. Those are entered on the individual tax form 1040. But remember, because you are self-employed, in all likelihood, you buy your own medical insurance. If this is the case, you may deduct 100% of what it costs you to cover yourself and your family. In this time of rising healthcare costs, that is a significant deduction. The next line is 16, interest. Interest that's tax deductible includes business credit card interest and your loan interest, whether you possibly have a mortgage on a building or you just have a business loan. Interest can add up. Line 17 of the Schedule C is legal and professional services. These are fees paid to individuals such as myself, an accountant, to lawyers and consultants. Line 18, office expenses. A lot can go into this category. They can be simple enough as supplies such as stationery, pens, pencils. It could also include software fees, even office furniture that's less than $2,500, equipment such as computer, printer, scanners, phone accessories. So make sure you're gathering up all the receipts for your office expenses. And speaking of receipts, the IRS says the business expense must be ordinary and necessary. So if you're ever on the fence as to whether or not you think something's tax deductible, That should be your number one question. Is this an ordinary expense for my profession? And is it a necessary expense for my profession? Line 20 of the Schedule C is rent or lease of office space or equipment. Moving on to line 21, though, is the repairs and maintenance of that space or equipment. So you can deduct any work you have done to repair business facilities, equipment, company vehicles. You can also deduct improvements and expansion projects. Line 22, supplies. Now we've already kind of covered two categories of supplies. Remember back in part one, we had the cost of goods sold supplies. And then we had office expenses or office supplies. So anything that doesn't fit into those two categories that you consider supplies would go here. Line 23, taxes and licenses. So these include licensing fees. The IRS considers taxes part of the cost of doing business, so it comes off of your taxable income. Remember, if you have company vehicles, license plates are deductible. Those are also taxes you pay on your vehicles. Now, line 24, travel and meals. You especially want to make sure your meals are properly categorized. And much like vehicle mileage, this is also a category that can change year over year. So make sure you're keeping up with those changes. Generally speaking, for 2020, expenses for meals you have with your customers and clients are only 50% deductible. However, certain meals, such as those purchased while you were traveling, might be 100% deductible. Additionally, meals you provide for your employees for the business convenience are 100% deductible. Let's say you order pizza in for your team so that you can work through lunch to meet a deadline. That pizza would be 100% deductible. So if you're classifying all your meals as meals and entertainment expenses, your tax preparer will likely just deduct 50% as a business expense. So take a little extra time and subcategorize those expenses as travel or employee meals to maximize your tax deduction. Now, big change for 2021. Big. Congress voted and passed that for 2021, 100% of all meals are tax deductible. So it's not necessary for the current year to do that extra bookkeeping step. But it may be advantageous for you to go back through your receipts for 2020 and separate out what's 50% and what's 100% deductible. Now, in looking at those receipts, this is another stumbling block. The IRS requires the full meal receipt. So if you go out to eat at a restaurant, it's not the receipt that just says your total tax and tip. The IRS wants to see the meals, the drinks, the dessert. They want the breakdown because remember, it has to be ordinary and necessary. It's not necessary to have a $300 bottle of wine. So keep the detailed receipt just in case you're audited. Line 25 of the Schedule C, utilities. Utilities usually include your business cell phone and internet service. Those are usually the big ticket items in that category. Now here on line 26 is wages, and this is employee payroll. So remember, we already took care of commissions. We already took care of contract labor. Now, this is any payroll wages that you ran through a payroll company, payroll software, or payroll taxes were taken out of the payment that you made to your employees. Line 27, it's other expenses. So we've just gone through lines 8 through 26, and those were all very specific expense items. Line 27 is where we can put in all those items that don't quite fit into the other categories. And you'll see on line 27, it says other expenses from line 48. And if you turn to the second page of the Schedule C, and you'll see part 5, other expenses, which is line 48, this is where you'll list out what those other expenses would be. I typically see a lot of the same type of items go in other expenses. And here are some examples. Your bank and merchant fees. With everyone paying with credit card nowadays, we all have a lot of merchant fees. So those would go under other. Another big category is continuing education. So in your industry, you likely need to keep up with the changes. So this could be the cost of training classes, webinars, books, magazine subscriptions, any research material, travel and other expenses related to business education and training are fully deductible. Keep your receipts, and they would go in other expenses. Another item included in other expenses might be prizes for giveaways. You may be giving away some of your product or some of your service time in giveaways as a promotion. Include that in your other expense category. So we've just added up all of our expenses, and we're now down to the bottom of page 1. And line 30 says expenses for business use of your home. This is the home office deduction. And did you know only about 33% of all self-employed individuals claim it? Usually they avoid using this nice deduction because they think there's a lot of catches to it, or that it might trigger an audit. But in reality, the IRS applies a simple two-part test. One, this dedicated space in your home must be used as your principal place of business, or it must have some other acceptable business purpose. That's one. Two, it must be used regularly and exclusively for the business. So the IRS requires you to meet both of those tests. A dedicated space in your home, and it must be used regularly and exclusively for the business. If you meet those two criteria, then the applicable percentage of homeowners insurance, utility bills, and so on can be deducted. The IRS gives you a second option for calculating your home office deduction. The simple flat rate deduction is just taking $5 per square foot of your home office space. This does cap at 300 square feet. So if you have a 300 square foot home office at $5 per square foot, the cap that you can take for a home office deduction would be $1,500. But if a big percentage of your home square footage is dedicated to your home office and your home expenses, such as your utilities, are high enough and you've kept detailed records, you might get a bigger deduction with the regular method. Let's do an example of that. If you use a 10-foot by 12-foot room for your business, that's 120 square feet. You with me so far? Now we need to know your home square footage. So if your home is 1,200 square feet, we're going to take 120 square feet divided by 1,200 square feet, and voila, 10% of your house is dedicated to your home office. So now when you add up all your home insurance, home utilities, unfortunately not your mortgage payment, but if you rent, it is your rental payment. 10% of all that could be claimed as your home office deduction. So it might be worthwhile to set aside 30 minutes and decide, am I better off taking the $5 simple deduction or am I better off using the percentage? We've made it all the way through page one. Page two of the Schedule C is only if you need to provide more information from your page one. Part three on page two is the cost of goods sold. This is where you would record your inventory or your purchases of materials, supplies, labor to make your product. Part four on the second page is information about your vehicle. The IRS does want to know how many miles were spent on business versus personal. So this is where a log comes in handy. And then part five was what we just discussed, those other expenses. That's it. That's all there is to the Schedule C. Now you can see why I say throw all those other tax checklists out the window and just go straight to the source. The IRS has told you everything you needed. They also have, if you need some heavy reading, instructions for the Schedule C, which goes into greater detail for every single line item on here. Now let's say you've got more than one side gig or more than one main gig. Unfortunately, you do have to fill out a Schedule C per business. So if you have one, two, or three businesses, you'll have a Schedule C for each business. I want to make sure you get every tax deduction you deserve. If you have any questions or are looking for more information, be sure to look on the Numbers and Tech Instagram account. You can find daily tips and be kept up to date with what is happening in the world of business finances today. You can also send me a message there. I try to incorporate all of your questions and comments into my daily posts. Thanks again for listening, and remember to always grab life by the bottom line. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersandtech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.